will do. Let's honor him.
Lord, we do ask for your glory. We ask that your glory would come in, that you would release your power to heal, that even during the message, there would be many people who would receive their healing because of the stories that they're hearing. So, Lord, I ask that you would order my words, that I would say what you want me to say, nothing more, nothing less. And, Lord, we just declare that we love you. Amen. And we say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. We say to any spirit of fear, doubt, confusion, and unbelief, you have no place here. And we command you to silently leave. And we speak faith into this place and into the people of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. We have a couple of people with us who we consider part of our team. They've been with us on several trips in the past. Lori comes from a Baptist church over in the Richmond area, and she's been on a number of trips with us and with Randy Clark, and just highly anointed. She just came back from Columbia a couple of weeks ago with us. She was on the team there. Just incredible anointed woman. Brian and Donna are up at our church, the church we were at in Vacaville, and they've been on a number of trips with us and are going to be doing some more trips. Brian's got one of the strongest anointings for discerning of spirits and prophetic gifting that we've ever seen. And his wife, Donna, used to be a Jehovah's Witness, and now she's a witness for the great God Jehovah. And she is a dancer who releases the power of God. So, and then we've got some other friends and stuff that are here that we have not seen in a while. It's good to see you. How many of you have never been in a meeting with us before? Raise your hand. Wow. Now, if you'd look around, there's a lot of people who don't have their hands raised, meaning they were in a meeting with us before, and so you ought to take encouragement from that they came back even though they knew. Well, actually, that's not true. Not everybody knew, and they came, and I'm encouraged because, you know, there's times when you know, you hear somebody's coming to church, and you basically say, well, I'm not going. I don't really like him. So some people came back. We're really encouraged. I know, I'm on. Just in case you're wondering, God has been coming very strongly in some of our meetings lately when I just get up and I don't even say anything. And Brian was reminding me that the last time I was here, I got up and pandemonium broke out, and I just drank the bottle of water and called people out, and y'all happened. And so Carol reminds me not to get ahead of God and to go slowly. I mean, I know, well, we've been with the school, the last 2 days, and then we were with the Sozo team. So I know what could happen. It's not like it's hard. But I really I do have a message. And it's one of my best ones, and it's fun. And I really want to go for some healing. No, I'm not dependent upon the message. It's a healing. The healing is not dependent, but it just kind of like helps. One of the things we talked about in the school, which we hoped helped some of them, because there's a few in there like me. Thank you. Thank you, school. I am very much left brain, analytical, organized, all my ducks in a row kind of guy. Somebody kiss me. Here, on the right. Not good? Somebody kissed you too on that side. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody kissed me and I was trying to get rid of them. kiss me in a sisterly in Christ way. Maybe I will just. So, God has been coming many times in these meetings, and I had my heart really would go out to people like me who would be sitting there thinking, what the heck's going on? People are just getting whacked, and I don't get it. And I really feel for them until it happened so many times that I finally came to an understanding, helped quite a bit by my wife, that I'm not really here to make you comfortable. I'm here to help usher in the presence of God. So, whatever. Okay. Hey! Can you tell that we're wired differently? But here's the thing. She's like my weather vane. I watch how the Spirit is blowing her. And the problem is I just don't often pay enough attention to it, as she has so aptly reminded me. I was about to launch into my message. Well, Holy Spirit, just come. Just come. All over this room. Holy Spirit, come. Release your fire and release your power. Lord, release your healing power right now. That right hamstring that is so tight, it almost makes your leg feel dead. The pain on the inside of the right elbow, that pain in the right shoulder. I have some great stories about shoulders, rotator cuffs getting healed, and really intended to tell one of those stories, but I did feel there's a bunch of y'all, you've got problems with your shoulder. We were in a meeting a year ago, and the glory of the Lord came in. I'd been hearing, you know, invite the glory, invite the glory. I'd been hearing that for 5 days before the meeting. And so I invited the glory of the Lord to come into the meeting, even as I'm doing right now. And it was like Jesus walked down the center aisle, and as he walked and got row to row to row to row, people started falling out, laughing, shaking, and he literally walked into the room. And at one point I said, you know, I think there's some people here and you've got problems with your shoulder. It hurts. You have limited mobility. 8 people stood up, and I began to explain that I was going to pray over them, and when they received some measure of healing, they could sit down. And then I was going to go on to explain how I was going to pray, but they all sat down. I said, wait a minute. That can't be legal. I hadn't prayed yet. You can't be healed. Get up. And so I started asking them. Every one of them had been healed because of I never prayed. We're getting ready to see more and more of the glory of the Lord. Now, some of y'all have problems in your shoulder, particularly the right shoulder. But frankly, you know, I could be dyslexic. So if that's your left shoulder that's hurting and you've got a problem with your shoulder, stand up right now. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's a bunch of you. Wow. Wow. Now, some of you, I want you to test your shoulder. I don't want anybody to hurt themselves, but I want you to test your shoulder out right now. And if you can tell me that you are 80 to 100% better already than you were before you came, then I want you to shout at me, or I want you to let me know that you are 80 to 100% better right now. And if you're not that, then we're going to pray. But I think there's some people who are healed already. 80 to 100%, who is that? Is that you right there? How bad was that before you, when you came in? Look at that. Come on, look at that. Wow. I call that 100% healed. I bless you in the name of Jesus. You may sit down unless it's the other. Anybody else? Anybody else? I just felt like there was somebody who's healed already. Are you waving at me or just you're testing it? Are you saying 80 to 100 or no? 80 to 100. Better. I say those lights, I can't even see you. Yeah, 80 to 100. You can, wow, you couldn't do that before? You haven't been able to do that you just did. Oh my goodness. Okay. Anybody else before I start praying? Anybody else? You're 80 to 100% better. Let me know. Donna? Whoa. It's about 80%. Okay, well, you can stay standing. Let's get in on this. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to relax and close your eyes. I just want you to open up your hands like you expect to receive something. And I do not want you to pray right now. We are standing on the power of the testimony. We have seen so many rotator cuffs and pains in the shoulders healed. Revelation 19:10 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When we tell the story, it's not just a nice little story. The root word of testimony in the Old Testament means to do again. It means that miracle that happened then when we told the story is duplicatable. And if you understand that there, he is no respecter of persons, that you can grab a hold of the testimony. I want you to grab a hold of the testimony. What he did for this woman in the red right there, and what he did for this woman right over here, and what he's already done for Donna, he can do for you. You grab a hold of that. Just have your faith increase right now. He loves you. You're not the only, look, you're not the only one he doesn't love. You're not that special. You're not the only one he doesn't love. Okay, close your eyes and relax. Don't pray. I'm going to pray over you. Holy Spirit, come in power right now. Lord, we claim the power of the testimony. We speak to muscles, ligaments, and tendons. We call them into order right now. We break the power of every demonic spirit, every afflicting spirit. We cancel every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak to the shoulders to loosen, cartilages, loosen. Rotator cuff, come into order in the name of Jesus. We speak to the shoulders and we say, all things made new, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And Lord, we thank you for the angels that are here. We recognize that it would be foolish to worship them, but it would be equally foolish to ignore their presence. And so we thank you for the angels. We ask for the healing angels to come. They are not taking the place of the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, but they are fellow workers with us, as it says in Revelation 19:10. Let the fire of God come into the shoulder. Let the fire of God come into the shoulder in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That the name of Jesus would be held in high esteem. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing across this room. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to check your body out. I want you to move your shoulder, flex a little bit, do whatever you need to do. I want you to test it. What we generally find is about 50% of the time people get healed and they don't even know it until they check it out. And if you can say that you have received a measure of healing, I don't care if it's a little bit or completely, I want you to wave at me. Okay, I want you to wave if you've received a measure of healing. A measure of healing. Look at that. Come on, church. Come on, church. Okay. If you are 80 to 100% better, now wave again. 80 to 100%. 80 to 100%. 80 to 100%. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you can say that you have now the mobility back, you have no pain, whatever it is that would, in your eyes is about 100%, wave at me. Wave at me. Wow. Come on. Come on. Come on. Right here. These two right together. And you're now 100%. You're 100%. There's no pain. You've got mobility back. You got it. You got it. You got it. The young man back here. You got it. You got it. Wow. You got it. You got it. Wow. 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 How are you doing? It's great. Okay. You may sit down. Oh, well, okay, that was a good start. Pardon me? Pain? Pain? I know, we haven't stopped. Let me do this. I know that the scripture's there, so it's obviously been around for centuries. And I know that there was some recognition of this principle in the past, because actually, we have a resource table right back there Okay, I'm not going to give you a sales pitch on the resource table. We brought some really good resources that could help you. And there's an explanation about our CDs back there. The CDs are $6, and the three-set deliverance series is $15, okay? Everything else is self-explanatory back there. But one of the CDs is on words of knowledge. How to reckon, how did I know there were people here who had pain in their shoulder? It's because when I walked in, I felt the pain. I don't have a problem with my shoulder. I didn't feel pain the whole time we've been here until I walked into the church, because God knew that he didn't want to tease us. He wanted to release healing because of pain in the shoulder. So on that CD, which was actually done at Blazing Fire years ago, and there's actually two different messages on there, I'm telling a story about somebody's hip being healed in Alaska, and that 3 months later, I'm telling that story in Seattle, and somebody stands up and says, I've got the exact same thing. If that guy can get healed, I can get healed. He claimed the testimony, and he got healed. And one of your own, Lonnie, who's not here tonight, she was sitting there listening to this, and I had just told the story about this guy getting up and running around the room because he had gotten his hip healed. And she hears the Lord say, she doesn't have pain, but she's had two hip replacements, and it limited her mobility. Now, all of y'all who know her are saying, yep, I knew that. That's real. And she hears the Lord say, if you'll get up and run around the room, I'll heal you. And she fought with the Lord about that, because she's a friend of ours. We've known her since 92. And, she felt, well, that would be embarrassing, and I'll interrupt Bill and Carol, and I can't do that. So she's arguing with the Lord back and forth, and she turns to her friend, and I don't remember who her friend is, but she's one of those people who are very much like a lot of y'all. She just totally whacked out. And when she said, do you think I ought to get it? The Lord's telling me to get up and run. Do you think I ought to do it? And the gal said, well, yeah. She didn't care, because she's used to making a fool of herself. So anyway, Lonnie gets up and starts running around the room, and she is like totally healed. She can move now. She dances and all this stuff. And so what I'm saying that because I recognized even then that there was power on this principle. But you know, it's when you have an aha. So it's been here a long time. But what I came to the understanding was that in our ministry, in our healing ministry, we have seen a huge increase in the last 3 years when we tell about the stories, the power of the testimony. And I have a message that's just great, and I tell some wonderful stories, and I just don't have time to do that tonight, but I am going to tell a story or two because I want to cover some categories. The point is this: if you can understand that he is no respecter of persons, that what he does for one, he can do for another. And so when you hear the story, it's not just a nice little story. You can grab a hold of that. God, what you did for them, you can do for me. I claim that in the name of Jesus. We were in a church in Grants Pass, Oregon earlier this year, and I was telling a story about plantar's fasciitis. We see all kinds of plantar's fasciitis. Until about 4 years ago, we had never heard of that. We didn't know what that was. And now Eli Manning has made it popular. I could tell there's no football fans in here at all. It attacks your ligaments, and it's extremely painful. Well, I'm telling this story about people who've been healed in our meeting. I mean, we've seen probably 25 people healed in our meetings in the last couple of years from plantar fasciitis. And this woman stands up and she says, I've got that pain. And as you're talking, it's about 50% better. And the doctors can't do anything for me, and it hurts. It hurts to walk. It hurts to run. I can't dance anymore. I can't do anything. And I'm on my feet all the time. And she gets up, and I take her hand, and I start walking her. And all of a sudden, she gets the Holy Ghost jumps. And they said, this is not her personality at all. She became Pentecostal. And she starts jumping and shouting, and she said, I have no pain whatsoever. Well, the woman sitting right behind her her teenage daughter sitting next to her has had the exact same problem for 3 months. The doctors don't know what to do with her. Nothing's working, and she's got this pain. And so the mother says, well, if God will heal her, he can heal my daughter. I claim that in the name of Jesus. And she was instantly healed. And we got an email back from them about that. So we've just seen so many things like that healed when somebody grabbed a hold of the testimony. So right there, now I've told a story about feet being healed. Let me tell you, so we just came back from Colombia. When we arrived at the airport to meet everybody in Houston to jump off to go to Colombia, one of our team members arrived on crutches. He had torn his lateral meniscus. Now, we've seen that healed right over here in San Mateo. And we've seen some dramatic healings of hip problems and knee problems and feet problems. So I'm looking at him and thinking, oh, God, you're just setting him up. So he, you know, on crutches, getting on the plane, getting off the plane, he starts to walk a little bit without it. By the first day, he's getting so much prayer, he's no longer using the crutches. He never used the crutches again. When we came home, he had to carry the crutches through the airport because he had borrowed them from a friend and he had to return them. And otherwise, he would have given them away. So I want to show you something, and then we're going to go into some ministry. As a visual aid, because I want to see if this thing really pulls off good, if we really did this. Let me set this up for you. Earlier this year, we were in Walla Walla, Washington. God must have loved that town so much, he named it twice. Now, we're doing a Friday night meeting. It's a healing seminar, and they were relatively new into all this, so we're kind of going basic. So Friday night, we're teaching on healing. Saturday morning, we are talking about some elements of healing, and then we're going to pray for impartation. In other words, we were not praying for healing. We were talking about being used for healing and being anointed for healing. Well, this woman, they're going to play two songs, and then we're going to teach for a couple of hours and then do ministry. And they tell me at the beginning of the service that this woman had come in. She didn't go to their church. I found out later that her father, who she lived with, heard about the meetings and knew about her physical ailments. Now, all she told me that morning was she had a severe migraine that she'd gotten the night before. She had migraines all the time, and she got a severe migraine that Friday night. Now, she didn't come to the meeting. She didn't even know about the meetings. But she had gotten a severe migraine that Friday night. And the meeting starts at 10 o'clock. At 10 minutes to 10, the Lord wakes her up and says, go to that meeting. Go someplace you've never been before to see somebody you don't know. And she didn't have time to change and get all dressed up, so she came in her pajamas. And you know how somebody looks when they're in pain, especially with a migraine. And they told me that she was there. So during the worship, she was sitting about where this woman is in the red right here. She was sitting in that middle aisle on the end right here. And she was sitting down. Everybody else is standing during worship. And I just went, and during that two songs, I just laid my hand on her and found out that, you know, she had this migraine. What I didn't know was she had diabetes, she had back problems, she had knee problems, she had ankle problems, and she had something else. Depression. Yeah. Yeah, why not throw that one in too? And so I watched her as I'm giving. You know, Carol and I are talking about healing, some principles, and then we're talking about the impartation, that God can stir up the gifting that is within us. And then we're going to pray for people to be anointed. We're not praying for healing at all. And we start to pray for everybody, because I've watched her during the meeting, and you could tell she's watching. But like every time she moved her eyes, you could tell it hurt. But we start praying for everybody. And as we are just about to get through, I hear this uproarious laughter. And I see her up here, and she's rolling on the floor. And that's where the term comes from, holy roller. And so, if you're ready, let's play that clip on Laurie. Please work.
Okay, this is Laurie. Walla Washington in March of 2009. She developed a severe migraine headache last night. The Lord told her to come to this church today. She came in not looking like this. Laurie, did you have pain this morning?
Yes, sir.
And what happened? Real brief.
Glory.
And how's your headache now?
What headache?
That about says it all, doesn't it? God bless you.
Praise God.
Okay, so if you didn't hear all that, she just was in the glory. Nobody prayed for her. It was just the glory of the Lord. So 3 weeks ago, we were in Colombia. And we've been doing outdoor crusade meetings, and then in the mornings we've been doing some pastors and leaders meetings in this very nice large church, the largest church in town. It's about 5,000 member church, and on Sunday, because the church won't hold that many people, they have to have five services. And they wanted us to come speak. Now, we got to fan the team out to other places. So Laurie, who was on the trip with us, gets to see this testimony because she wasn't in the church with us. She was at one of the other groups at another church. And so they wanted us to come and speak at this church, and then they were going to take us to another church. And they wanted us to come to their biggest service. And their biggest service, which held about 900 people, started at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we said yes. I got up and I said, you know, you couldn't pay Americans to get up this early and go to church. And when we finished it, and we had to be finished by 8 o'clock because the other service was waiting outside to get in the building. So anyway, I walk in and we're on the front row, like here, and I look over and there's a young man sitting right here, standing right here worshiping. And he's got his hand bandaged in a white bandage with a brace. And I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, he's on the front row. You can't miss him. My heart went out to him because the Lord's been speaking to me about the desires of your heart. That scripture in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. That he really does mean that when your heart goes out to somebody, he wants to accomplish what's on your heart. You see, if it matters to you, it matters to him. And so and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, you know, he's on the front row. I mean, God is just, he's going to ambush him. Because I've seen so many hands, I'll just ignore them. I've seen so many hands and slings and things like that healed. I just figure God's going to heal him one way or another. I don't know how. Now, I don't have time, and I've only got 3 people on my team. We can't pray for 900 people. So we said at one point, everybody who's got pain, stand up. And so he's standing up along with about 500 or 600 people. And so I said, okay, my team, the pastors of this church, the worship team that's been up here worshiping and singing, and the ushers and the people who are dressed in some sort of a uniform that you're sort of an official of this church, you're my ministry team. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to go through the congregation, climb over chairs if you have to. You've got 10 seconds with the people. This is not a time, you don't have time because there's too many people. You do not have time to pray over them. You go and touch them gently, because I've got them with their hands out. You go touch them and say, all things made new, be healed in the name of Jesus. And then you move on. And so somebody does that for him and they move on. And he's standing there and the team is all over the place. And so as I'm praying, kind of like this, I go over and I touch his hand. And I'm praying over the group. Lord, anoint those people. Anoint my prayer team that has been put into service and that he didn't even know it was going to happen. Lord, release your power to heal backs and necks and legs and stuff. And all of a sudden, he starts unwrapping that bandage and he falls on the floor weeping. And so the clip that I'm going to show you picks up when we come back up and we brought everybody back up and we've said, how many of you just received a measure of healing such that you are 80 to 90%? And then we bring him up to get his testimony. And because it was so loud and because it was being translated, I want you to make sure that you understand what he was saying. Our interpreter was saying that his hand was fractured. He was facing surgery. And the Lord appeared to him in that moment and said, I'm with you. Do not be afraid. And then he said, I love you. And all the time, he's flexing his hand. Go ahead and play that clip. This is the guy right here holding his bandage.
Short, breve, solamente un minuto, no más de eso, un minuto. What was wrong with you? ¿Qué tú tenías?
Estaba fracturado.
Was fractured.
La mano no la podía mover.
I couldn't move it.
Iba a esperar 15 días porque el médico me diera porque si no me operaba la mano.
I was going to work for 15 días.
Isn't that great? Okay. I've just told stories about headaches being healed. And many times, headaches can be attributed to neck pain. So if you have any kind of a problem with your neck or your head, your eyes, your ears, your sinuses, neck and head. If you have any kind of a problem, you need healing. If you're wearing glasses, that's a condition that might need healing. We've seen a lot of that happen in our meetings where people took off their glasses, we prayed over them, and they were able to see across the room, or they were able to read their Bible, whatever their problem was. So if you'd like to get in on this prayer, I'd like you to stand up. No. Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. What I want to do is demonstrate a couple of ways that God is healing today. Okay, if you're wearing glasses, I'd like you to take them off because we're going to do a prophetic act. Instead of me and Carol and my team coming by and spitting in your eyes, we're going to ask you to lick your fingers and put them on your eyelids. It's a prophetic act. Now, if you have a headache and it's a, you know, and you don't have four or five things wrong, you had a free hand, put your hand on your head. Or if your neck is hurting, put your hand on your neck. You heard Carol tell the story about the woman who had the lump on her neck and she was healed. Just put your hand where it hurts. If it's your throat, and if you just have pain everywhere and there's too many places to put your hand, just hold your hand out. Now close your eyes, and I want you to be quiet, and I don't want you to pray. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come all over this room. Lord, we thank you for your ministry, and we thank you for the power of the testimony. As I've told these stories, I ask that you would release your power to heal. Lord, you know that I came in tonight with such a burden to want to see healing. I'm asking, Lord, that you do it. Not just because I want to see it, but because your incredible love for your children. Lord, restore eyesight. I break the power of every afflicting spirit, and I cancel assignments of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Open ears right now. Ringing, stop. Lord, even as we heard that testimony that two Fridays ago up in Vacaville, that young man who we know, whose ears have rung for 20 years, in the middle of the meeting, they'd stopped. Lord, what you did for him, do right now. Neck pain, go. Lumps, disappear, just as you did that in Copenhagen. Sinuses, be clear. Come, Holy Spirit. Where there's been tension and stress on the neck, Lord, let your peace flow like oil into every muscle, ligament, and tendon, every bit of soft tissue. Throats that are raspy, in pain, Lord, release your healing power. Release your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, where the neck has been so tense and tight that it has affected the shoulders, Lord, let the power flow right now and bring release in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, let me have your attention. Check your body out. Move your head. See if your headache's gone. If you couldn't read your Bible before, try reading your Bible. If you couldn't see across the room, let your eyes adjust to the light and then try seeing across the room. We in Colombia, I had prayed for this woman in the outdoor meeting, and she said her eyesight was much better. She could see across the field. But I only had a couple of seconds with her. The next night, I encountered her in the church in the meeting we went to where they were going to give us a snack afterwards, and we tested her moving all the way across the room and holding up fingers, and she was able to see, and all of her friends testified that she could see. If your neck is better, if your headache is gone, if you receive some measure of healing right then, eyes, ears, necks, headaches, whatever it was, if you received a measure of healing, wave at me. A measure of healing. I don't care if it's a little, because we want to celebrate every measure of healing. If that's you, wave at me. Now keep waving, because it's a wave offering and there's more healing that's going to come. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for what you've begun. Now, if you can say, I have had definite improvement. I had pain. I don't have it. I had limited mobility. Whatever it was, if you can say, I'm at a place where I'm healed, wave at me. Wave at me. You just received healing. Way back there. What was wrong? Real loud. Sinuses, and now they're clear? Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? You're 80 to 100% better, but particularly if you're 100. Yes, sir. Your neck got warm, started tingling. And it does not hurt at all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you may sit down. There will be more prayer for that. Okay, you heard me. You just saw the testimony of that hand. And I know earlier I got that word of knowledge for elbows. We've already kind of covered shoulders. But if you are still in severe pain in your shoulder, or if you have pain in your hand or elbow, right or left, stand up. And stay standing. Very important to stay standing. Okay. If you have a problem with your fingers, your wrist, your elbow, or severe pain still in your shoulder, right or left, stand up. Okay. Now, I want you to listen, those of you who are sitting down, I want you to listen very carefully to me. I want at least one person to pray for, but not until I tell you. I want you to be my prayer partner. I want you to pray for these people. So if you're next to somebody, or if you're in front or back of them, I want you to be ready to pray for them. That might mean you might need to move and go to somebody, okay? So I don't want you to pray yet. What I want you to do is go be with that person and let them know. If you don't have somebody who has indicated they're going to pray for you, raise your hand, okay? If you don't have somebody who has indicated, I'm going to pray for you, raise your hand and I'll get somebody to you. But I don't want anybody to pray yet. All right. Okay, shh, be quiet. Okay, does everybody have somebody who is going to pray for them? I want at least one person. If there's more than one, only one person at a time prays. Okay, those of you who are going to be praying, you are not praying yet. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask that person where it hurts. This is a 20-second question, not a life history. And I'm going to cut you off in about another 10 seconds. So in other words, my little finger hurts. My shoulder hurts. My elbow hurts. Whatever it is, you now know what hurts. Stop talking. Pay attention. Okay, right here. Shh. Okay. Those of you who are praying, I want you to keep your eyes open. And I want you to very gently touch where the person has told you that it hurts. The person being prayed for, I want you to close your eyes and relax and don't pray. Because we want this to be a time where you receive, okay? Now here's what I want you to do, those of you who are praying. I want you to speak to the condition. I want you to pray something like what I've been praying. So let's say it's a little finger. In the name of Jesus, I just call muscles, ligaments, and tendons into order. I break the power of anything that is not of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak blessing to the finger. Full mobility, come back. Listen to what the Lord tells you and how to pray and speak to that condition, and you're going to have about 1 minute to pray. Okay? Pray loud enough for them to hear you, but not so loud that you make it hard for somebody else next to you to pray. Okay? Begin to pray. Now, Lord, we ask that you release your power all over this room, that fingers would come back into order. Carpal tunnel would go. Wrists would be healed. Full mobility in the shoulder, in the name of Jesus. Full mobility. We break the power of any afflicting spirit, and we cancel assignments of the enemy. We cancel assignments of the enemy. We say, Lord, release your healing power and anoint these people praying for your precious children. Release your power, Lord, through these people. Anointing. Fall in this room over fingers, hands, wrists, elbows, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. Okay, prayer team people, stop praying. people who just got prayed for. Check yourself out. Move your fingers, your arm, your elbow, whatever it was, your wrist, whatever. And if you just received a measure of healing, wave at me so I can keep waving so I can see it. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who would say you're 80 to 100%? 80 to 100%. Wave a lot. Wave a lot. 80 to 100%. It's time to give your testimony. What was wrong right here? Real loud.
Your wrist.
Your wrist. And now you can move it? Thank you, Lord. Way back there. Yes, sir.
Elbow.
Elbow. Yes, ma'am. The elbow right there. Who else? Right there. Your shoulder? Wow. And you? Heaviness on your shoulders and it's gone. Anybody over here? Yes, right here. What was the neck, the shoulder, the hand? You got a threefer. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you may sit down. One more. Okay. You got healed?
I lost part of my finger.
You lost part of your finger. If you tell me it grew back, I'll get... Wow. We'll pray for that one next, right? Okay, so you lost your semi finger and you're getting mobility back?
Well, no, it grew back.
Hey. Come here. Are you serious? Are you serious that it grew back some?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come here. I don't know who you are, but I know they know who you are. Cause, show me what you're telling me.
This
Brent,
used to be like right here.
That used to be like okay. Yeah.
And, thank you.
But you
Jesus.
Know him. You
yes,
trust
I
him.
I do.
You're saying that actually grew out.
That grew back. It was like this when we started. Where is after?
Yeah. Okay. Who prayed for him? You come here, young man. Cameras in my case. Have Brent do it. Can you take a picture? Yeah, or your assistant right there. Okay. Tell me about this hand, the finger.
Okay, well, he told me that it was like he had cut it off and I could see like where that had happened. And then I just prayed for him that God, just what Jesus died for, that he already paid for, would just appropriate to his finger. And I just asked God's creativity just to come and grow it out. And I could see it, like he put it next like to his other pinky finger. And it was like, you could see it like swelling like out. And he put them together and they were like this, like equal or about equal.
So you saw this?
Yeah.
Come on, give him praise, give him praise. Let me tell you, I felt like the Lord spoke to me earlier today that he was going to do some unusual things, that we were really to go after healing, but that tension about coming in and just letting the Spirit have his way with you. I know my wife's not been happy with me because I talked too much and I went this way, but I just felt like we were supposed to. Now here's the deal. We really celebrate, that's very dramatic. But I don't want to overemphasize that compared to the person's maybe little finger that just, you know, had a cut on it and it hurt and God took the pain away. Because what he's showing is he loves us so much. Yeah, he cares about the finger growing out and he cares about the pain in the finger being eliminated. And we need to celebrate that. And every time there's some sort of a measure of healing, we need to grab a hold of that and appropriate that. I think too many times the healing happens through a seed. And then when we don't see it manifest itself right in front of our eyes, we get discouraged and we don't plant and water the seed. The seed's been planted, but we don't water and nourish it. And the healing can't happen like God really wants it. We need to celebrate every little bit that happened tonight. We need to celebrate. And you need to hold on to that and keep praying in faith. Lord, thank you for what you did. Now more, the more, the more, the more. Okay. One more, okay? We talked about the hips. We talked about the knee. And we talked about feet. Okay, so have I got that one covered? If you have a problem from the waist down. Okay, I mean, we covered here and we covered here. You know, if you've got a problem from the waist down, stand up. Okay. I want the pastors and leaders of this church and those who have graduated from the Kingdom Training Institute before, I want you to come up quickly so I can see who you are, okay? I don't want other people praying right now. I don't want anybody else praying. I want these people praying for a specific reason, okay? And my team, Brian and Donna and Laurie, you get in on this if you want to. Okay. Now, team, okay, there's a bunch of you and there's a lot of them, so that works out good. You're going to have like 20 seconds, and I want you to climb over chairs if you have to. Those of you who are standing, we're not going to come lay hands on your hip or your knees or whatever. I want you to open up your hands. I want you to close your eyes. Relax. Let his power come. Team, I want you to do what we saw happen down in Colombia, because it's valid and can happen right here. I want you to go and touch the hand, and I want you to say something like, all things made new. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And I want you to get multiple people, because there's a lot of you and there's a bunch of them, but you're going to get the chance to pray for several people. Climb over chairs if you have to. Don't stay too long. You've only got like maybe 20 seconds with each person. And if you, who are up here, need healing in that too, because there are so many of you, you can go stand right there and we'll get you healed first and then release you to go pray. So if you need healing, go ahead and get in on this. There you go. Perfect. Okay. Okay, those of you, close your eyes. Relax. Team, be released. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done already and what you're about to do. And we say, all things made new. In the name of Jesus. All things made new in the name of Jesus. All things made new in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your power through this team. Hips come into order. Even as hips have been healed by one of the members of this church several years ago. Release your power all over this room in the name of Jesus. All things made new. Lord, release your power in this room. Release your power in this room. Lord, thank you for the healings that we've seen. We ask that now you double it and triple it and quadruple it. Hips come into order. Plantar fasciitis be destroyed. Arches grow, as we've even seen that in our meetings. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. More, Lord. Release your power. Release your power, Lord. Release your power in the name of Jesus. Release your power. Release your power. Release power. Knees, come into order. Even as that young man who came on our team was healed, even as Sandy over in San Mateo was healed, lateral meniscus, we just command healing. Muscles, ligaments, and tendons in the knees, come into order. Shins, be healed. Shin pain, go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing all over this room. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to run and bounce and jump again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Okay, prayer team. Yeah, stop praying. Let me check in. Those of you who have just been prayed for, I want you to check your body. Move your knee, move your hips. Get up and walk if that's what you have to do. Jump up and down. I saw somebody back there jumping, and I don't know if they were doing that to test themselves or just because they were happy. Either way, that's good. Yeah. Now, there are some of you who just tested yourself, and you can feel there's been a lot of improvement in your ankle or your knees, but you literally need to get out of your comfort zone and you need to move. You need to get out in the aisle and run or jump or walk or do something, and the Lord is going to finish the healing. So if that's you, don't wait. Yeah, just get out, move a little bit, particularly with the knees and the ankles. Okay. All right, let me check in on you. Okay, shh. Let me have your attention. Let me check in on you. Those of you who just got prayed for anything from the waist down, and you received a measure of healing, wave at me. Wave at me and keep waving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I can see this young woman right here jumping up and down with a smile. Yeah, you right there. Yeah. And I know the thing's loaded, but how are you doing? You're back here, your tailbone kind of area. And how would you say, is 80, 50, 20, 100%? 100%. How are you doing? I see you jumping and running. How are you doing? Was that a problem? 80%. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Way back here, you got your hand up? Years ago, your ankle sprained and you're 100%. Can you do something that you couldn't do before? Yeah, no pain, great flexibility. Okay, who else? Back here, because I saw some others. Back here, you're at least 80 to 100%. Yeah, right here. The ache in your back is gone. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Right here. Yeah. And okay, now this is not about the hips and stuff. When she would not have her glasses on, that would be blurry, all this back here. And now you're saying you're seeing this.
Yes,
it's getting clearer and clearer and clearer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let me finish with that. Yeah, you have some? Yeah, you were on the prayer team, but then you stepped out. You moved the chair. Yeah, okay, what happened?
I have much better range of motion than my
Still
have a little pain, but it's...
Yeah, better range of motion. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Okay. Yes. You took off the ankle brace. She sprained her ankle several weeks ago. And look at it, she's doing, jumping up and down. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, let me finish with this, because this is important. There's been a lot of healing tonight. If you received any kind of a measure of healing, would you stand up and wave like this? and keep waving. Any measure of healing. Oh my gosh. Any measure of healing. Come on. Come on. Come on. Celebrate. You may sit down. God's in a really good mood. And the healing is getting easier and easier. Now, some of you have received a little bit. Some of you have received 50%, some 80, some 100. And here's the thing that I think those of us in the healing ministry don't talk enough about. First of all, we need to celebrate even the little. Celebrate even the little. And press in and contend for more. And if you've received any measure of healing, if the pain comes back, that's the enemy trying to afflict you, to convince you that you didn't really get healed. You start to think, well, that was just me. That was just emotional. That was psychosomatic. No, something has happened here, but you've got an enemy who hates you and who may try to bring the pain back. If he does, understand, you've got authority over that. It's in James 4:7. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And one of the ways you can do that is, devil, I want to thank you for reminding me of what Jesus did for me at Blazing Fire on that Saturday night. And because you reminded me, I'm going to begin praising my Savior who healed me. And you go into a praise party, and he's got to leave. Fight and contend for your healing, and then tell the testimony. The testimony is so important. Now, we're going to finish up here by bringing up those of you who are authorized and released to pray in this church. You know who you are. I assume that was many of you who just came up here. So, Lonnie, if you would sort of direct this for me. If the prayer team who is authorized to come pray, if you are authorized to come pray, I'd like you to come up. Yeah, don't be shy and bashful. Come on up. Yeah, come on up.
You know who you are. Come on.
You know who you are. Exactly. And I'm going to ask this of you, please. This is an anointed group. It's not just because Carol and I are pray for the sick and all this kind of stuff, and they've got what we've got, okay? It doesn't matter really who prays for you. And I am going to ask this of you. We've been gone now a week. We've got one more day of ministry. We have to drive to Vacaville tonight to be ready to minister at our old church, The Mission, tomorrow morning, and then a healing service in Vacaville tomorrow night. And so I'm going to ask, if you would, that we're going to excuse ourselves. If you need something from the resource table, go grab it real quickly when I dismiss, and then come get prayer. But I'm only going to have that for about another 4 or 5 minutes. And then if you would, we are going to leave because we need to get on. We love this church. We love Brent and Suzanne. We love coming here. We thank you so much for having us back. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you need something from the resource table, get it now. Otherwise, come. If you want to hang around and just soak in the presence of God, if you want to come help, be a catcher, whatever, if you want to just observe and then celebrate the healings. Amen. Amen. We'll see you next time.